Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the beautiful mountain of Mount Shasta in Northern California. And this signal is being carried simultaneously through KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. And we have a fantastic program out for everyone today. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 140,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have an incredible show for you today from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'll be broadcasting live from Mount Shasta, California, which is located just above Telos and the Hollow Earth. We've already seen spacecraft hovering above us last night. Several people had an incredible experience this morning where they were at a place called Ascension Rock, and this beautiful purple light of Saint Germain came in and covered them completely with so much love and light. Such an incredible experience. And I remember I just heard Eric giving the weather forecast for Seattle, and down here in Mount Shasta, it's about 75 degrees. The air is finally clear, but they've had so much smoke. When we drove down here from Seattle down to Mount Shasta, we covered literally over 550 miles of nothing but smoke in the air. And I'd like to do some prayers for that in a few minutes, as well as Hurricane Irma. I have a dear friend of mine in Olympia named Irma. She's a sweet lady. I hope with these prayers we can turn the hurricane away from Florida, so there's not going to be any further damage. Joining me on the program today will be Judy Calley. She'll be coming in from Los Angeles. I consider her one of America's best psychics, and I've asked her to bring in Adama and Saint Germain of Telos in the Hollow Earth, so that'll be interesting. We also have a whole bunch of psychics with me in this radio audience today, including Leigh Kerr, who's a founder of the Talk Consciousness Groups, a counselor for ET Encounters. She's a regression therapist, ambassador for the New Earth, and she's from Australia. Came all the way from Australia here, and I'm so honored to have her. Michiko Hayashi, the director of the Emoto Peace Project, will also be doing special prayers for the damage along the coast, with the smoke damage and Hurricane Irma as well. She'll be here as well. Dorothea Joyce, a wonderful psychic from Mount Shasta, is here with us right now. And Lisa Hayes, a wonderful life coach who came all the way from Indianapolis as well. And we have a bunch of other people, too. So when you have a whole bunch of psychics sitting around a table, we talk about stuff that's totally out of this world. So there's also a Telosian entity with me today named Jay Hina. She's with me now. And when the people of Telos greet each other, they put both of their hands over their heart and they nod their head. The Pleiadians, in comparison, put either one or both hands over their heart and say hello to each other. And for those of us here in the West who shake hands when they greet, that actually comes from 11th century England. When two knights met, they would drop their swords and so they'd shake hands so they wouldn't stab each other in the back. But it's an interesting concept, and I prefer putting my hand over my heart and nodding my head to someone, giving them lots of love and light energy, because I don't have a sword, and really swords aren't really used much anymore. I want to thank everyone so much for this support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I want to thank Kiko in California, Antoinette Connell in England, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, my dear friend Marco in Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Raj Shastri in beautiful Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage in Tacoma and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol for signing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who are here, by the way, out of phase. There's three or four different spacecraft above us here. They're providing support for the show, and my angelic and earthly family, and of course, KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a new spiritual mentoring program as well, where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150 ted@gmail.com, or you can call me toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I want to thank you so much for sending lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who was diagnosed with throat cancer 5 months ago, and now the cancer is almost completely gone. He's made an almost full recovery. His doctors, who wrote him off as a terminal case and not fixable, are astounded, and they're now saying that he's a miracle patient. Well, with for love, nothing's impossible, and there's miracles everywhere. My book, Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Dr. Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done. Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer wrote the foreword. And if you're interested, you can find the book on Amazon or CrateSpace, or just send me an email. I'll be happy to send you an autographed copy. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And the book is all about humanity's bright, beautiful future, as well as what would have happened if Jack Kennedy had lived. I've talked to Jack Kennedy on the other side many times for the past 3 years. And for all intents and purposes, in the spiritual world, he is still the president of the United States. And he has lots of things to say about what needs to be done now to make this country and the world a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for my support, for their support of my recent Galactic Conference last year. We're having another one at the same location on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, and I hope you all can come. Then I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television, which broadcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the Seattle area. Over 45 different shows are also available on YouTube, either under my name or Out of This World Television. Finally, on October 26th to the 29th, there's going to be a wonderful water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria. For more information at this conference, please go to their website at www.waterconference.org. One of the speakers at the conference will be my good friend, Professor Jared Pollack of the University of Washington. He's one of the world's most famous water scientists, and his laboratory relies on donations for support. If you'd like to send a donation to his to support his wonderful laboratory, please email Professor Pollack at ghp@u.washington.edu. And with that, I'd like to ask everyone to do some prayers today. We've got so many different water-related and fire-related events happening on the planet. I know from experience from driving down here to Mount Shasta from the Seattle area just a couple days ago, there was over, I got 550 miles of nothing but smoke and poor visibility. And you know, I could feel my throat starting to burn and my eyes really hurting as a result. In July, I got really sick from all the smoke as well. That was from forest fires in Canada. And it's a time I've asked myself over and over why this is happening. And I know that with fire, it's a way for the planet to clean itself. Water damage, of course, and you hear about it in Texas as well. These prayers were also directed to the people suffering in Texas. But did you also know that there's tremendous flooding in Bangladesh and in India? Not talked about, the U.S. media, completely gone, as if those countries don't exist, and those people need help too. But that's why I started my radio program, to get the truth out there and also to raise consciousness. So we have, what I'd like to do is, I first have a 528 hertz tuning fork. Now, a 528 hertz tuning fork is very special because it's the frequency of love. And I've also got a special healing crystal quartz. And when you hit the 528 hertz on the crystal, on this special healing crystal, you're sending love all over the world. So I'm going to do this 3 times. And as I do this, please send lots of love and light to the people of Florida and the planet, so that Hurricane Irma doesn't go in and wreak havoc on that poor state, as well as help for the people in Texas, Bangladesh, in India, because they've been hit with tremendous flooding as well. It's not covered in our media at all, as well as the fires and all these fires happening. Did you know that Montana's on fire? Much of Montana's on fire. And why doesn't our media cover it? I don't know. They don't cover it. I don't even know what they cover. But at any rate, they're not mentioning it, but they do need help. So I'd like to do this 3 times. Here's the first time. That's the frequency of love, 528 hertz, friends. I want you all to visualize around the world Hurricane Irma turning out into the ocean where its energies are dissipated harmlessly and no one gets flooded or hurt in Florida. I also want to see the fires being put out in Oregon, Washington, Montana, so that there's no more damage, and also for the flooding to stop in Bangladesh and India and anywhere else in the world getting environmental damage. Because this is a time, I think Mother Earth is pretty tired of us hurting the planet, and she's asking us to wake up. And she doesn't know how any other way to do it other than flooding us out and burning us out. And also making the air so polluted that people hopefully will start to wake up. With that, I'd like to ask Michiko Hayashi, who was the director of the, who was Dr. Emoto's assistant for 10 years and now the director of the Emoto Peace Project. I can't think of anybody better to ask to lead some prayers, to heal, do some planetary healing. And so with Michiko, could you say these prayers, please?
Hi, Ted. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for letting me do this prayer for Florida, actually for all the mountains and everywhere around the world who have been having this problem with fire or water or Mother Earth. And we would like to ask for water to cool down by offering our prayers, okay? Let's start. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. And please cool down so that Hurricane Irma will not grow any bigger and will turn around. Also, this fire will be extinguishing all over the world. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michiko, for doing that. Now, we have a whole group of wonderful psychics in the audience today. And I'd like to start with Reverend Miriam from Florida, who's from Florida. And I'd like for her to say some prayers for to divert the hurricane away from Florida as well, and to bring in the Ascended Masters. She's a wonderful lady, and I'd like to give her input. Miriam, hi, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ted. It's great to be here once again. I really appreciate it. And it's so beautiful here in Mount Shasta. And this is known as the twin heart flames of the child. And when the two heart centers come together, it helps us remember to go into our own hearts and to look at and come forward into the blessings of the world like a child. For when you come from the heart like a child, you shall then enter into the higher realms, the fifth dimension and above, the realms of the angels, with wonderful, peaceful understanding of the truth of who you are, the truth of this planet, and the truth of where we are destined to be and who we are destined to become. So I ask you now, remember the word faith is find answers in the heart, F-A-I-T-H. Bring that, all your thoughts and all your prayers into the heart center. The heart has a mind, and this is where we live and exist in the truth of ourselves and the truth of the universe and the truth of the ancient wisdom. It is all there. Everything we need to know is there. So now bring your energies into your heart. Bring your thoughts and your mind into your heart. Find the core center in your heart. And now, know that you are the most powerful being in the universe. And see and visualize the after events meaning visualize Hurricane Irma out at sea dissipating. Do not visualize her as she is now. Visualize her out at sea dissipating. Now, now, now. Find the power from your heart and allow the winds to push her out and see the visualization in your heart mind as she dissipates out to sea. And see the beautiful rains come to California, Montana, Oregon, and Washington. Rains without lightning, just
and Canada.
Beautiful. And Canada. Beautiful, beautiful rains. Visualize it now from your heart mind, and visualize it afterwards. So see the beautiful skies, the fresh air returning. See the fires completely gone. See and feel the energy of the air shift as it brings forward new life and a cleansing of all there is. See and feel this from your heart and push this visualization forward now. You are the power behind the beautiful healing rains to quench the fires and cleanse and purify the air. And also from your heart, find the answers in the heart. Faith will now resound throughout the world as these tragedies bring people together of all walks, of all ages, of all cultures, of all heritage, bringing everyone together now from the heart, with the heart, and bringing forth hope, love, and peace from their hearts. This is the beginning of Gaia's ascension, and we are part of her and moving with her into the higher dimensions. And it is our duty now to visualize bringing the whole world into your hands. Place your hands then over your heart and bring those energies into your heart and let them go forth as love and hope and faith for the world, and so it is. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Miriam.
Thank you.
I always loved having you here.
Thank you.
So interesting. Now, one thing about Mount Shasta, the Shasta area of California, is that some of the people that you run into here, you get this feeling they're not from this surface or not from this planet. And I have one gentleman in my group here I'd like to bring up. Uriel, why don't you come up and say a few words? Uriel, of course, is the name of an ascended master. And
no, it's of the archangel.
Archangel, that's right. Sorry.
The lavender fire.
Anyway, Uriel, would you like to say a few words?
Yes. Well, first of all, just speaking about Mother Earth.
Could you get closer to the microphone? Microphone's there, right there.
Just speaking about Mother Earth, we're forgetting something. Gaia is a twin flame of Peter Pan. Don't mention one without the other, because they are one being and they do unique work on Earth. And twin flames are the only beings that can be together for eternity. And that's the unity of twin flame. But here's another thing about water. If you speak to the elementals of the air, of the water, if you speak to the elementals of the water in the air and be humble, They will play with you, they'll do what you ask, and they will create rain. And that's how the Indians would do it too, but most people don't even know that. But anyway, I'll tell you what happened to me. I went up and it was a drought here, and I spoke to the elementals and I said, well, you could take the hydrogen out of the atmosphere and the oxygen and combine it and do it. And then I was walking by a cafe, and here it was. They go, the elementals came all at, thousands of them came to me and said, here it is, and downpour so fast, if I stood out for even 30 seconds, I would have been drenched.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And that's it.
Okay.
To be loving all life and serving all life is
wonderful.
The real mission.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Uriel, for coming on. Really appreciate it. We have a very interesting lady. We have a lot of interesting people here today. But one person I'd like to introduce everyone to is Leigh Kerr from Australia. She's come a long ways. And also, too, I've been talking to her, and she's in touch with a lot of spirits on the other side. And I'd like for her, if she can, to bring some of the masters in and and some messages for humanity. So, Leigh, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Ted. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show today. And this is my first time to Shasta, and boy, what a magical place this is. This is brilliant. I've had many multidimensional experiences with different beings, and I've had some with the Arcturian race and also ascended masters, Jesus, who he likes to be called Yeshua. And I've had experiences with angels as well. So very powerful, very humble all the same.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I feel so honored to have you here. Now, have you been in touch with the Yahweh, what you call the Yahweh or Sasquatch in Australia?
Yes, I'm having communication with the Yahweh, we call them in Australia, which is the Sasquatch, is what people know here. I've just been speaking at the Psychic Sasquatch Conference in Chewila, Washington, and this is my second leg of the trip down. So back at home in Australia, we call them the Yowie, and they're telepathic beings, and we go out and we commune with them. And I've been lucky enough to see two in the physical. I saw Camus here last year in Washington, and Camus gifted Sunbow some of his hair, which I have around my pendant here. And I've also received gifts from the Yowies in Australia. I've had gifts of marbles, hair, and just their presence, and they're very loving beings.
Wonderful. Well, there's a lot of Sasquatch around here, and I just received a message from them, and it's a serious message, actually. You may laugh, but it's very difficult for them to get the cinnamon rolls with the white frosting up there. So they're asking, I'm putting out this call to all my friends here in the crowd. Later, we'll stop at a food place. Non-GMO cinnamon rolls with frosting would be much appreciated, and I guarantee we'll put them out tonight at the campground up on Mount Shasta. They'll be gone by tomorrow. And I can just see them licking their chops. So they're liking that very much.
That sounds perfect. We actually have the cinnamon rolls at our cabin.
Excellent.
So we can take them up there for sure. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, Leigh, I'll have you on later. But are there any more messages you'd like to give humanity here?
One of the messages, many messages I receive from Yeshua is that as most of this group here, we are all now coming from our heart space, and he wants people to connect through their heart and connect direct with God, or as some people call it, Source. It's very important for us to ascend, to connect in our heart space and connect direct to the God Source. Over the years, we're kind of lost. Humanity is lost. And we've broken the connection. So it's definitely one of the messages that I received. Another message is that all truth cannot be hidden. And people in our governments try to hide the truth. And if you notice that the truth is hidden in plain sight, you can, if you look to see, you can see the truth. So I'd like to mention that as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Leigh, for coming on today. You're great. I'm so honored to have you here.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks so much for coming on. Now, there's a good friend of mine named Anna, and she was up at the, come on over, Anna. Yeah, well, she was up at Ascension Rock, and she made this beautiful picture with Lisa, her friend Lisa. And would one of you like to come over and talk about it? It's a very spiritual photograph of all this beautiful light energy coming down from the sun. I promise, You're only talking to over 140,000 people. Don't get nervous. It's just like between you and me and much of the world. But Lisa Hayes is an intuitive life coach from Indiana. And like me, she's an attorney, or used to be one. So I don't hold it against her at all. She seems like a nice person, but she's very intuitive, wonderful lady. And you were there with your friend Anna this morning up at Ascension Rock. And what happened? This is up at Mount Shasta.
Yes, Ted, thank you again for having us here and bringing us all together from all over the world. I've come a long way from being a partner in a big law firm in Indianapolis, I can tell you that. Yes, this morning in Ascension Rock, the Telos portal, I was sitting on this chair that some people made. It's out of rock. And Anna, our friend here, she was taking pictures, and we've never seen anything like this before. It really ought to be in the Smithsonian. There's this beautiful violet light streaming down over the portal. And so I think she, as an artist, needs to do something with that. I think she might be able to get something out of that.
Well, that's beautiful. You know, what happened a year ago when I my first time to Shasta, there were two people on the trip who were at Ascension Rock, and the same thing happened, except the rock started opening up and all this white light started coming out.
Right. You know, it's amazing there. If any of you can make it to Mount Shasta, the energetics here are just fantastic. And that Telos portal, yes, you feel unlike anything you've ever felt.
Right. It's just amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing that. That's a beautiful story. Kitty, how would you like to come up and share your stories as well? We have another wonderful psychic from Oregon who drove up and out of the smoke and fire to join us here today. Kitty, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Why, thank you, Ted. It has been absolutely magical. And the Telos experience and being invited up here just opened my heart chakra up to the leaves and the trees. The little leaves were shaking when there's no air around. They just vibrate for you. When you send love to the trees, the wind comes in and starts talking and singing. It's been beautiful. And I had beautiful dreams with beings from Telos coming in.
Nice.
Super tall beings. And also three UFOs visited me about 4 a.m. The full moon woke me up through my bedroom window, and I went out onto the balcony, and three UFOs and different, you know, rays. It was wonderful.
Oh, fantastic.
Interdimensionally coming through. I looked up, and I want to give a shout out to Treb and Ardiff, because I was looking up at their constellation and gave them a shout out, and their little spaceship went across, Treb's went across.
Oh, nice.
That was the first one I saw. So I just, a little shout out for those guys.
Now, you've said earlier, if I'm not mistaken, that you were in touch with Mikos, the librarian?
Yes.
Please tell us about that.
Yes, it's quite interesting. I didn't even know what Telos was till about a week or so ago when I got your flyer. I found your flyer, came across it, and ended up here. And before I came up, the Tuesday before I came up, I said, I better go into meditation and talk to these people and see if I get any vibes. And sure did. Sure enough, Adama greeted me, and then I asked to talk to Mikos, the librarian. And he agreed. I said, Can I go into the library in 3D when I come in? He says, no. I go, can I go in energetically? He said, yes, come on, we'll go right now. And for me, who hasn't done this before, that was a little bit nervous. So I grounded to Gaia. Gaia and the sun helped me. And then I went into the library with Mikos. And he showed me a story. I said, what kind of story? He says, you pick a story. And I picked the Orion Queen. I wanted to see what she looked like. And I said, no, that's too negative. Let's go with one you want to pick. And he went one to a story that had me involved in him in a life, in a past lifetime. And I just giggled and I said, oh, you're so cute. You know, you picked a life about me that had me in it. And and he's come also again to me here. And he calls me beloved.
Oh,
he's,
oh, nice.
He says, beloved, beloved. It's just lovely.
Could you ask next time you talk to Mikos? Mikos is the librarian of the Hollow Earth.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes, he's wonderful.
And Diane Robbins is a wonderful lady. We all visited her this morning. Said that the library itself is beneath I believe, Greece somewhere. Athens, or it's in the Mediterranean.
Oh, I had to laugh at Miko. It's like, oh, you got an island named after you. Because I used to live in Greece.
Uh-huh.
And we giggled about that. We giggled about a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
We went back and we had a lot of action together, like Pegasus. I was Pegasus in the Greek myths.
Well.
And he was the one that captured Pegasus. Uh-huh. And then he went and conquered a bunch of different, he was a hero.
Wonderful.
In the Greek myth. I had to go read about it because he told me when I went on the journey with him and the story, then I had to go look it all up.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I had recently, a shout out to Dolores Cannon, I had recently, before this happened, 2 days before the eclipse, I went did a quantum healing hypnotherapy session. And the first person that came in was Pegasus.
Wow.
And to give me strength, because I was scared to go into the meditation, into the hypnotherapist, into the hypnotherapy.
Uh-huh.
And so he was there, and that's what Mikos confirmed for me about the story. And I had to giggle. It was a fractal of myself.
Uh-huh.
Really cool.
Amazing.
I mean, it's so connecting here.
Amazing.
Shasta is amazing.
It's amazing. It's an amazing, it's called the root chakra of the planet, actually.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's just so alive. The energy coming up the mountain, it just, boulders start speaking, trees, the elementals. I was visited by two elves right on the balcony when I got there by hummingbirds, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very nice.
Beautiful, beautiful. The other thing, too, you see people in white robes walking around town and also walking on the road up to the top of the mountain. And, of course, the Talosians all wear white robes. And so you see people here that are not from around these parts. A lot of them are from the Hollow Earth, and they are coming to the surface now.
Well, that'll be wonderful to see in 3D.
Yeah.
I've only seen energetically, so it'll be interesting to go visit the mountain.
Yeah,
even more.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks so much, Kitty, for coming on. A wonderful psychic from Oregon. I'd like to bring in now, Eric, if we could call Judy Calley down in Los Angeles. She's one of America's best psychics, and I've asked her to channel and bring in St. Germain and Adama today. To bring in their energy and get some good advice from them too. Eric, just let me know when she's on. And in the meantime, is there someone else here who would like to say a few words before we bring in Judy from Los Angeles? Okay. Yeah, come on over, Avi. Avi's from Sweden. Is that right?
England, but living in Sweden.
England, but living in Sweden.
Half English, half Australian.
All right, great.
I just was... listening to you talk with Kat before, and it's my first time now in Shasta, and yeah, the energy is phenomenal. It's been so beautiful. When I've been breathing into the different higher vibrational points on Earth, Shasta is one that's called to me. Mm-hmm. And so this for me was sort of a pilgrimage. But it was interesting, you and most of the spiritual teachers refer to it as the root chakra of Earth, but I really feel like it's the crown chakra of Earth. To me, the root chakra is Uluru,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of mirrors, you know, the Earth kind of mirrors the body in that sense as well, with Australia being at the base of the planet. And when I was walking, I was actually with Lisa, Anna, Rob and Denise earlier when we went to Ascension, the Ascension Rock, and I too got a beautiful photo with this violet light surrounding me, absolutely magical. But I just saw the mountain, Mount Shasta, with the beautiful cloud around its top, and it just was a crown to me.
Mm.
And so obviously there's different interpretations, but I wanted to share that's really what strongly comes through for me. This is the crown. It's the Uluru with the Aboriginal tribes is very rooted in the earth, and for me that's a root, whereas Shasta is very, very, there's so many higher dimensional beings and entities here, and I think it is definitely a crown energy. So I just wanted to share that perspective. Thank you.
Wonderful.
For everything, Ted.
Well, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
You know, your energy and everyone's energy, cumulative together, is very, very, very high vibration today.
Yeah.
So
thank
you so much for sharing that. Really appreciate
no
it.
Worries.
We'll also be going tonight to the driving up to the top of Mount Shasta, where the last time we saw UFOs flying in and out of the mountain all night long. It was pretty incredible. But with that, my good friend Judy Calley from Los Angeles is now on. And Judy, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hey, Ted. It's great to be here. Hello.
I always enjoy talking to you, Judy, because you have so many interesting things to say. And we have a big audience today. We've also got about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 psychics in the audience. So our conversations are kind of out of this world when we talk.
So. Kindred hearts. I love it.
That's right. Judy, before we start, could you please give out your website so people could contact you if they've got questions or want more information about your services?
Sure. It's www.judycalli.com, judycalli.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, tell us, Judy, have you been able to bring in St. Germain or Adama? And we'd love to hear messages from him from the Hollow Earth.
Well, Adama's standing here. So I had called them in earlier and let them know. And he's standing here, so here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, thank you.
Here we go. Greetings from the mountain. Oh, I love him. Here we go. To my people of all faiths, creeds, colors, ideas, understandings, we are under the umbrella of one heart. And as today, in this most auspicious time, with so many changes happening, I want you to celebrate you. I want you to take a moment while I'm on the phone with you and feel me giving you a hug. I can hug everybody at the same time. And in this moment, as I'm hugging you, I want you to hug back. And know that we are from the same family. We're from the family of love. And it really doesn't matter what experiences we've brought to the plate. It doesn't really matter where we reside. It doesn't matter what our consciousness level is at. What matters is that in the heart, we all come from the same heart of creation. And so in this time, I have some good news. And it's always wonderful when I can share with you from our perspective how sparkling you've become. When I look at the earth in this moment from my heart eyes, I see everything glowing and sparkling and shimmering and uplifting. I see hearts going all outside, all around the planet, all in the planet, sparkling like thousands of pieces of glitter. And I can see all of the beings who are making such an effort to allow themselves to be the light of who they are. I celebrate you as I celebrate all of humanity. There is nobody that is higher or lower than anybody else. We're each at different levels of sleeping. And some of us are not meant to wake up in this lifetime. And some of us are meant to wake up after pressing the snooze button a couple of times. And some of us were awake before the alarm even went off. Please do not come from the idea that those that are less evolved than you, as it may appear in the moment, are not just as precious to every form of life. I love each and every one of you. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you're doing. I just want you to know that in the heart, we all matter. So from the mountain, I send you giggles of joy. And I send you showers of abundance, of love and peace and joy. And know that you are sparkling brighter than you've ever, ever sparkled. And you are shining even more luminously and brightly than you've ever shined. And I can see the tenderness of each of your hearts. And I can see where you're wounded. And I can see where you have ideas of low self-esteem or self-worth. please take a moment and put your hand on your heart. And in this moment, we are one heart. So say in your quietness of your own self, I am home in the one heart of all of creation. And I am precious and beautiful and so needed at this time. And I show up and I give myself to life and I celebrate who I am. And all of life in every way, shape, and form. We are your inner earth family, soon to be on top of the planet. And soon is a relative term because it really just means that when our hearts are connecting more than they are right now, then we will be more visible than we have been. Just know that we are with each of you in each of your homes each day. And we check in every once in a while. And we just give you a hug. And we just wipe your tears. And we hold your hands. And we say, I love you. So when you think nobody's paying attention, your inner earth family is paying attention. And I'm right there, standing right next to you, holding your hand with my hand on your heart, saying, I love you. This is Adama. And please remember how precious you are to me and how needed for all of life. You matter more than you can comprehend. I love you.
Judy, could I ask Adama a question?
Yes.
You know, we're having a lot of environmental challenges at this particular time on the planet. A lot of smoke, tremendous forest fires on the U.S. West Coast and in Canada. We have a huge hurricane now headed for Florida. We hope we can turn it around. There's flooding in other parts of the world, not talked about by the U.S. media, including Bangladesh and India. What does this mean from a spiritual sense for the planet? And what kind of lessons are humanity supposed to learn from these things?
Each soul knew before they came in about the great cleanse. Each soul understood that in order to shift from fear-based living to love-based living, the old frequency patterns must come up and they must be dispersed. There is a grace in this, because it's not like there are ever any victims. Everybody is a conscious creator every single moment. So please recognize that if you can be at peace in your heart, there will be peace in the world. There can't be peace when you're focused on all the things that could go wrong, that might be going wrong, or you think have gone wrong. Wrong doesn't even work. Everything is intricately designed to create the shift of the ages. And each of you are doing your part. As much as you can, stay in your heart. Stay connected to the heart of all. And know that every single one of you were very, very clear about what is happening as we're speaking. There are many reasons why everything's happening the way it is. What matters most is when you look at the world from eyes from your higher heart, not your human heart, you will see the great changes that are taking place on all levels. But when you step into a much higher frequency of energy, a more refined frequency of love, there is the old energy that you used to reside in that was less loving that then needs to be released. Well, the earth is a being like you or I, living the life as a planet. And this planet also has had a lot of repressed energy. And every time you walk around stomping your feet, screaming and yelling, being angry, cussing this person, yelling at that person, the earth takes on all that anger. It's got to go somewhere. So as much as you can, understand that everything that you're seeing on the top of the planet is a great cleansing. And wherever you find yourself, you were very clear and understood the part that you were playing. And if you look at it from your high heart, from the heart of creation, then bless every single person and every single being that's in their places doing what they're doing. Because really what matters is the fact that we are evolving. And we're leaving almost like you would take off a dress. A woman, to get out of a dress, has to let it fall off her shoulders. She has to let it fall down on the floor, and then she may kick it to the side. Well, it's the same with energy. You have to let it fall off of you. You have to step out of it, and you have to allow it to move on. And this is the moving on of all of the old fears and pains and frustrations. And it doesn't really matter if people are so-called manipulating the weather. What matters is how you personally react. And in the middle of the largest storm, my suggestion is you be a pinpoint of calm. And know that in your realm and in your world, you took care of everything that you would need before you even came in here or before you were a cute blink of the eye to your parents. So bless the earth. Love the earth. Understand that she's giving birth to a brand new age, the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace. In order to step into your higher wisdom, your higher peace, you must recognize that you needed to go through all the stages that you've gone through to come to where you are today. Do not bemoan the cleansing. Do not be angry at the way things are happening. Be aware that this is necessary to allow you to step out of that dress and let it all fall off your shoulders and kick it to the curb. And as you make a higher choice to put love out into the world and not anxiety and not stress and not fear and not expectations of what you think should or should not be, if you stay in your heart, in your center, and know that you are in the heart of creation, and that you are creating your own world. Yes, we are speaking based on the love that you have for yourself and all of life. Feel your heart of compassion. Feel your heart covering the earth for every experience every soul is having, because each has agreed to have that experience. And please respect and understand that from the high heart, there is a higher reason that you chose everything you chose. Trust in you. Trust in the heart of who you are. Trust in the heart of all. We are fully aware of every single experience that every soul is having on the planet, inside and outside, and know that it is all fueled by love, regardless of how it may appear. If you ask me to hold your hand, I will overlight you with a peace of your Lemurian Telosian family, anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
Well, Judy, thank you so much for bringing in a Dhamma. That's quite an honor. Is Saint Germain there, by the way?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Hope I'm not asking for too much.
Here we go. Saint Germain doing a jig. He's dancing, so let me see what it is he wants to share. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. I have been on my adventurous self today, and I have been going here and there, checking this out and checking that out, holding hands, touching hearts, bringing laughter, bringing tickles wherever I could. And I'm dancing because I am so proud of each one of you. If you could see you the way I see you, you would be dancing too. The miraculous shift in the consciousness of life in the last 10 years is astounding. You don't need necessarily feel the full breadth of it because you're in the middle of it. But when you step out of the ring of illusion and you look at the heart of the earth, she's smiling because she feels so supported and so loved by each of you. And just like when a lady is going through labor pain, it helps when somebody holds your hand and wipes your brow and tells you everything's going to be all right. So I'm dancing a jig, and I am delighted to be here today and to have a chance to spread my treasure all over the world in the breath of joy and sing the praises of each of you. I am beyond thrilled as I look at each of your hearts and I see how much more open, like a beautiful flower who is finally blooming and giving yourself permission to open your petals wide and strong. And allow your middle center to be right there, no longer feeling as vulnerable and feeling much more the openness and expansiveness of who you are. You have golden glows on the top of each of your heads, and it's such a joy to see your golden crowns of love. They've been manifesting much more strongly the last 10 years, and I've watched them materialize and get stronger and stronger and stronger. And right now, you can see the golden glow above everybody's head and above every heart in their own way. And please recognize that the souls that are providing energy in what we would consider unloving ways are playing their part as well as you are. This is a game of life, and this is an adventure that, just like being on a ship on an ocean, the ocean has its agenda, you have your agenda, and sometimes they clash. But that's where the excitement is it not? In the not knowing and riding the storm and figuring it out as you go. That's what you're here for. That's the excitement that you wanted to experience in this life. And that's why I sang, yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me, because I am seeing you as the treasure.
Being held over for a few minutes because we'll be starting our second hour here in about 5 minutes. We've got to take a station break, if that's all right. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes, friends, with Judy Kelly, and we're broadcasting live today from Mount Shasta,